Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Daniel's Engineering. Dr. Sergey Shuley Soren is with us. And I just wanted to say thank you to Dagan. Dagan, D-A-G-A-N, in South Africa. He was tech support last night, and he was able to fix everything that was necessary for our website to be working with the host, which is GoDaddy. And I wanted to say thank you so much. And, you know, the world's getting smaller. Tech support from all over the world. And there are wonderful people out there. So I just want to say thank you, Dagan. And Dr. Sergey Shuley Soren's with us. Welcome, Dr. Sergey.
Hello, and thank you, brother. It is wonderful to be here.
Well, it's great to hear your voice. You know, Peggy Gawley was going to give us a call, and something came up this morning. She just called a couple minutes ago, and so she's tied up. But she had a couple questions. She's a USA Prepares instructor. She's a little bit over 29 years old, not much. She has a popliteal cyst, actually two of them, on her leg. And so I said, so can you tell me about it? And she said, well, she had a left venous ultrasound. And it's a ruptured popliteal cyst, and there's collection in the upper path. And that's what she knows. Can you tell us what that means, how they happen, and what do we do for it? I think she wants to come in and see you.
That'd be wonderful, because some of these things it's best in person than otherwise. So popliteal cysts are... little cysts. It's not life-threatening or orthopedically concerning. A lot of people can use them for blood clot concerns, especially in the back of the leg, pain, discomfort, sometimes discoloration. And if it ruptures, it can be very unpleasant. It can be very, you can look bad and you can feel bad. Now, generally, the body will take care of that over time, but there's ways to expedite that. And the question is to allow the body to heal in the best possible capacity. You know, basically, make sure that all the building blocks are there. Also, another thing is to keep an eye on to make sure that there is no complications around or related to the joint, knee or otherwise, because sometimes inflammation and other, you could have... a number of issues affecting the capacity to walk properly. And if you're not walking properly, that can affect the hips, and then from there it can affect the spine and so on and so forth. So it's just a root cause approach just to make sure everything is proper. And if she's healing on her own quite well, then we'll just monitor and say, hey, this is wonderful. But, great to see her.
Okay, so popliteal cyst, do we know what causes them?
A good question. It's all I know is that in the emergency room, it's one of my nemesis, because if I don't have ultrasound, how do I rule out, that versus a clot? Why people have it, I'm not sure. In other words, the underlying reasons, inflammation, overuse, collection, the fluid starts to accumulate, or so many possible causes. I don't know if I'm familiar with any one specific or most likely cause behind the formation. But once you discover that you have it, the one thing that I can tell people in the emergency room, at least, is that it's not life-threatening. So that's a positive. Mm-hmm. Now, unpleasant? Yes. That's when you can see orthopedic, and sometimes what they can do is they can do a procedure on that. But I've seen them go away without procedures, without interventions. And that's where you have to go into options, lifestyle, you know, what the person is doing, and what may be conducive to healing versus not.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jackie Kennedy, the wife of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, President of the United States back in the 1960s, felt that she did not want to get varicose veins. So she kept off her feet a lot so she would not get varicose veins. Is this something that is akin to being on your feet a lot, that you could get popliteal cyst from being on your feet a lot?
Possibly, because the more you use tendons, ligaments, things of that nature, the more you use the tissue, I mean, of course, the more friction, traction, and so on and so forth, the more chances of something happening. But it's also the most wonderful thing, because people who move a lot, they are generally also, for the most part, I don't see them in a hospital.
Mm. That's... Yeah, okay. So what would be one of the, or a few of the accelerants for healing? Would it to reduce the inflammation?
100%, absolutely. And that begins with the whole overall fundamental evaluation of metabolism, of the GI, of what we're eating, of the limbic system, how much, the balance of sympathetic, parasympathetic, if we are in a place of easy relaxation and homeostasis, so that the body can heal, because if the body is always in a fight or flight, whether it's mental, physical, or emotional stress or pain or chronic illness, then, you just think of it. If you're in the ring about to face Mike Tyson or somebody who is, of the caliber, is your body going to be in a healing phase, digesting and getting ready to relax and regenerate, or are you going to be in the survival mode? I know I would certainly be in the survival mode. I wouldn't want to be in that ring either. So,
right. Okay, so inflammation. One of the things that I like to take, your dad mentioned this over the years, turmeric, curcumin, turmeric.
Oh, yes.
And it's a spice, but you can also get it in gelatin capsule form. What are your thoughts about turmeric to reduce inflammation for the whole body?
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Inflammation itself is not a terrible word, for the record. Inflammation acutely is what allows the body tissue to heal. It's basically if you get a sprain, or if you hurt yourself, hurt something, or something is bleeding on the inside, it's the inflammation or infection is going on. The initial acute phase is helpful. You need that in order to say, hey, signaling molecules, come on, tell us what's going on and let's start some healing here. And the body is the most intelligent thing in the universe, literally, on a physical level. All we humans have to do is step out of the way. I remember there's an old expression that the doctor's job is literally to entertain the patient and themselves while the body does the healing work, literally, and stepping out of the way of what needs to happen. Of course, there's a few things that we do that that help, conventionally and otherwise. And, if it's indicated, it's indicated. But it's the idea is God doesn't make junk. And so the body's got everything it needs to recover. It's just a question of building blocks. Turmeric is one of them. But there's also NAC, N as in Nancy, A-F-O-C-CAT, or alpha, see, Charlie. And then there's quercetin, quercitane, I think. I'm not that great at spelling, but something of that nature. Standard dose, 500 milligrams or so with zinc. And, that's for the immunity. And, of course, make sure good B complex, vitamin C, Dr. Shilly's Essentials Youth Formula, that's a great combination. Magnesium, topical, vitamin D, appropriate dose, either 50,000 weekly or 5 to 10,000 daily, depending on the weight and the need. Most people are deficient. That's a good start. Now there's a lot more to it.
When I feel that I have inflammation, one of the things that I go to immediately is vitamin C. Is that the correct thing to do or not?
100%, yes, and thank you. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Also, another thing that helps here is omega-3. That is wonderful. DHEA. There's two different things. Omega-3 is one. DHEA can calm down inflammation, but you can also make it naturally in the body as well. Oh, God, so many things we can talk about. But the idea is God doesn't make junk. So if we allow the body to rest and reset and literally put the building blocks in, we don't need pharmaceuticals.
So if a person has a choice to go under the knife, and I'm not saying this is the case, but just generally speaking, and the alternative is, well, you know, it might take a little longer to treat the body with the vitamins, minerals, supplements, diet, hydration, reduced stress, and those kinds of things. And it's likely that the problem will go away. Do you find that people are willing to do that, or do they want a quick fix?
Quick fix, 90% plus.
Wow.
Dr. Shilly has a saying. I think you probably remember this one. I think he said maybe only, was it 5% or 3%? I'll ask him when I get home. By the way, he says hello to everybody. Somewhere in that very low percentage, under 5%, that people would be willing to save their life by lifting their finger if they had to do something about it.
Yeah.
And initially,
yeah.
When he said that, it's like, no, I don't believe that. Cannot be. Humans want to survive. I mean, we're intelligent, we're smart, we're capable. You know, we're humans. I am starting to think his experience is correct. I don't want to talk about humanity in a negative way, but we can do better than this. You know, truly.
You know, I talked with an internal medicine doctor. I've known her for many, many years. And she said something akin to this. Now, I'm paraphrasing, but if she required that all her patients did everything that she said they should do for their own benefit, she would not have a practice.
Mm-hmm.
They would leave. They would leave. It's like, you can't make,
absolutely.
You can't, make
absolutely.
Me not eat McDonald's. You can't make me exercise. You can't make me stay away from white bread and sugar. You can't make me stay away from soda. You know, I'll find another doctor.
That's right.
I mean,
that's right.
That's what she was saying.
That's,
you know, so many words.
That's literally the picture of a lifetime. That's what happens. Yeah.
When we come back, can we talk about another subject? I know a person who has prostate cancer in the early stages. And this was many, many years ago, and I lost track of what happened to him. But he said, now he's going to go get some seeds implanted. And I said, radioactive seeds? And he goes, oh, yeah. I just put them in, everything's good. Can you react to that when we come back? Is that a good thing to do or not? We'll be right back.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Dr. Sergei Shilisorov with us. And if you'd like to make an appointment, in his clinic, 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. That's in Springfield, Missouri, Central Time Zone. Dr. Sergei, so the radioactive seeds to treat prostate, so I guess these would be gold radioactive seeds the size of grains of rice or something like that, inserted in the prostate to treat cancer. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, let's kind of zoom out a little bit and take a big picture at prostate cancer. First of all, a lot of men are getting diagnosed with a prostate cancer. And I just want to talk briefly about this because, you know, we don't have a whole lot of time, but we have enough to get to shine some light into this. You know, remember, like, love, truth, which is what we're all about. So, okay, so a little bit of truth, light, and love. Prostate cancer is one of the slowest growing cancers. And generally, most people will actually die of other things before, even if they had didn't know anything about the cancer and the cancer was growing. Now, some of them are more aggressive, and I do see people with a stage 3 and 4. And if the cancer is associated with the symptoms as well, then obviously needs to be addressed. So this is where I would not say no by any means to anything. I would just look at everything as a pros and cons. In other words, it's like if there's a situation, for example, if there's a conflict, I don't like to fight. I don't like the idea of violence. But you know, I certainly don't like the idea of doing what. Well, but sometimes you have to do what you have to do, so to speak. You have to have all the options on the table. Just as an example, And that's just it. That's the way the world is. The world is as the saying goes. And so when you have a situation like this, the first thing to realize is there are options on the table. And let's talk about conventional. Conventional does include the radiation, as you said, and it is an option in certain cases. Absolutely is. Especially the more advanced, or if the person is very much conventionally minded and they feel that that's the only thing that will help, again, you know, you do what you got to do. If you're a surgically minded human, then you need surgery to fix you. If you're a medically minded human, you need medications. Nothing else will work. If you're holistically minded, you're open to everything. Now your mind can tolerate and allow you to accept and thrive in modalities that are beyond. So beyond hematology, oncology, generally you can have rotor, you can have the resection. Usually, entire prostate resected means sexual issues, dysfunction, and otherwise. But most people at this point, their mental state is so preoccupied with the prostate cancer that the sexual interest and desire and so on and so forth is generally gone anyhow because of all the other concerns. It also associates with the mood, mental, emotional, and otherwise. Sometimes you have metastases if it's a stage 3 or 4. So you obviously have to deal with the consequences and just do what you got to do. If you need something more, that's fine. So radiation oncology, hematology, or hematology oncology, those are the fields that I'd say are important to visit and make sure to optimize. There's also staging, the Gleason stage, phase, and so on and so forth, and appropriate treatment. On the non-conventional end, we're talking vitamin C infusion, intravenous ozone, and I've seen some miracles, so to speak, because again, I will not say anything but curing or helping anybody, in the non-medical world, according to certain authorities, nothing but conventional medicine can cure or heal. So, whatever the right words are on that end. So there is no clear disclaimer. Well, the disclaimer is we don't make any claims whatsoever. But if you're open, vitamin C, ozone, nutrition, working with the gut, GI, and the limbic system, the immune system, and literally working from inside out. But there's also specific herbs and things and supplements that can help significantly in the person overcoming this from inside out.
And are you talking about saw palmetto?
That's one of them, correct.
Yeah. Very good. We'll see you next week. Same time, same station. Thank you so much, Dr. Sergei Shilisorin.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
USA News Update. A New York Times article is claiming Israel officials knew of a Hamas plan a year before the October 7th murderous attack and kidnapping of Israeli civilians. Our national security spokesperson, John Kirby, on NBC News, says U.S. intelligence was not aware of a Hamas document.
The intelligence community has indicated that they did not have access to this document. There's no indication.
Israel says they have eliminated the commander of Hamas Shati Battalion in an airstrike by a fighter jet yesterday. Dave Collins has more.
According to Israel Defense Forces spokesperson Daniel Hagari, the commander was responsible for carrying out raids in Israeli territory on October 7th's attack, following IDF and ISA intelligence. An IDF fighter jet struck and killed Haytham Khouari.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch
today.
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Everyone all set? Cocked and locked. Hour number, well, hour number one and a half. Frank Pacheco's with us in Canada. Daniel's engineering. And email's back up and running. So, class, if you want to send me an email or have me forward one to one of your instructors, you can send it to instructor@usaprepares.com. USAPrepares.com. Welcome, Frank.
Well, I think it would be easier for me to cross the border physically than it is to make a long-distance call to the United States. I can't believe I've been 2 hours on the phone because I used to call in very regularly, but then all of a sudden I couldn't call in anymore. Then all of a sudden my operator in Canada says, Well, you can't do the 1-800 numbers in the United States anymore. How hard can it be for us to communicate? We're the best partners, Canada and United States.
Right. Absolutely correct. And we have been for a very long time. It's really interesting how, Frank, everything's breaking. And when I say that, I wasn't kidding. Everything. And, you know, when people say to me, oh, no, your phone must work. And I go, no, it doesn't work. Our phone doesn't work. Literally, for 6 months, the Federal Communications Commission hijacked blocks and blocks and probably hundreds of thousands of blocks of phone numbers from people, and they put them in a do not originate pool so that they could redistribute those to people who have new cell phones. They need new numbers. So they took phone numbers, and they took ours. They took our landline phone number, along with thousands of others here in our little hamlet, because they figured we didn't need them. You know, we don't need our phone numbers, so they took them. Our federal government took our phone numbers. And so I could pick up the phone. I go, I've got dial tone. I just can't call anybody. And that's because they put it in a pool that says, do not originate. Oh, that means you can have dial tone, but you can't make any calls.
The power of computers. I get dial tone and get everything, but then it says cannot connect. But Daniel did it perfect. I mean, I didn't even have to send him an email this time. And here it was at 10:32. Well, he was calling me, so he fit it right in to Jackson.
Well, Daniel's outstanding. He really is.
Yeah.
And I've known Daniel for many, many, many years.
Oh,
I've never met him. Mm-hmm. I've never met him, but you know, I recognize his voice when he answers the phone. So there are a number of really wonderful, wonderful engineers at Genesis
absolutely
Communications.
Nice. I totally
and Daniel is, yeah, Daniel's with us on Mondays. Now there's a schedule change.
Mm-hmm.
So Jason is still at Genesis Communications Network. He just they shifted his slots, time slots.
Mm-hmm.
So he's with us Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
That's right. Yeah. Well, yes, I know, because I listened to Class of Kyle, one of those classes where I'm going to save it as a student, because there's so much great information there. So that was great, 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 great. Mrs. Pacek was somewhat surprised that you called her out about the leaks. So, oh, my God, she said just the whole thing for us, because we're just in a small little town, honestly, and absolutely, we're not like the do people. So when people start talking about Mrs. Pacek and Mr. Pacek, it's a little bit overwhelming. But I'm not going to let it go to my head. And we're going to talk about hot water tanks.
Yeah, hot water tanks. And, Frank, so let's just describe this. We're talking about a standard hot water heater, right?
Mm-hmm.
A cylindrical tank. And they used to be made out of steel, and they were zinc plated.
Mm-hmm.
And then they used porcelain, and they call those glass-lined
mm-hmm.
tanks.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea was to have them last longer. But ultimately, the steel tanks rust out. So why does that happen, and what can we do to prevent that?
Well, I mean, I kind of had this to say, because before we go into there, but just to make it fun, I don't know if you're familiar with the first hot water tank that was ever developed. In my case, from being from Portugal and some of the islands, it was my mother heating a thing of water on a Saturday kind of evening, and that was her hot water tank, and she would put that into a big wash tub, and then she would pick the kids. The cleanest ones went first. Did you experience that too? Or
No. Well, it happened. It happened in when I was growing up, but no, I did not. But what you're talking about is heating hot water on the stove.
Yeah, heating hot water on the stove.
Right. Well, Rich Sheban is familiar with that, and that's what he does. That's what he does.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then a gentleman called Rod came along. And at that time, the copper tubing had already been invented, and he just took this copper tubing that was invented one step further, and that he said, well, if I can run water through this copper tubing, put some sort of a flame underneath, I'm going to have hot water without, you know, almost instantaneous, almost automatically. And today, the rod named for hot water tank still exists. You can still buy a rod, R-U-U-D, hot water tank. So that's quite amazing of all these years that company lasted, a United States company. Hopefully they won't take it away. But yeah. You're right, the hot water tanks obviously is a very important part. Unfortunately, they're in the basement. And unfortunately, there's so many different styles. And from my perspective, which I repair a lot of them, this is the kind of appliance you don't want to cheap out on it, because the price of a hot water tank is related to how good the hot water tank is. And so a little bit more expensive tank with a little bit more, and you can always tell a good tank. Manufacturers are kind of smart, sometimes stupid, but they will give extended warranties on a product. One of them is just 5 years. Well, okay, 5 years warranty. Some of them will give you 12 years. Well, there's a reason why they're giving you a bit more extended warranty on that tank than the other one, is because they know it's going to last that much longer, right, Vince? But anyways, like you say, many different kinds of hot water tanks out there. Be aware of it. Try to find what it's made of, the inside part, and then take it from there. Now, obviously, you and I, one of our first emails that we had was with hot water tanks. And to protect a hot water tank, plus, there's what we call an anode. And anode is like a sacrificing little metal that's put into the hot water tank to stop the rusting out of the insides of a hot water tank. Now, we can go, and stop me if you want to add to it, okay? We can go into all sorts of chemistry behind it, but for our class and for our students, it's not that important. The important part is to know that there is what we call a sacrificing rod inside that hot water tank. And it's that thing that actually is going to decide if your tank is going to last 4, 5, 6, 20 years, maybe a lifetime. Because if you take care of that rod, that anode, as they call it, inside that hot water tank, then the oxygen, because water is oxygen, H2O, will not eat away at the actual surface of the tank, but will eat away at that anode. Now, the big question for our class is, how do I know when my anode is kaput? How do I know when I need to change it? How do I actually change it? And this, when I install a tank, I go through a whole process of explaining to my customers what the things that they should look for. Obviously, the anode, this rod, is inside the tank. So very hard for you to see, other than maybe count years, but the anode will get destroyed depending how good or how bad your water is and what kind of water you have. That is why, students, it's very important that every now and then you go to your tank, take at least a pail of water, and analyze that water. Because if you start seeing this particle, very much like your engine, when your engine starts to go and you take your oil and you see all these filings of metal. Am I correct that some things that you do see and when you're changing oil?
Yeah.
And start questioning yourself, why is this happening? Yeah? Why is all of a sudden I'm seeing these particles in the bottom coming out through that tap on the bottom? And then that's the time for you to make the decision. Decision would be to change that rod. But Vince, it's one of the hardest things to do. if you don't originally do something about it. And that's one thing that I do. Because, see, what happens with time, that anode, the thread, will kind of seize itself against the body of the hot water tank. So what I do, never install a tank, is I literally remove that anode while it's still nice and new. I don't take it off. I then use I usually use the Teflon tape because I find that that really helps from thread seizing up and it's safe for drinking. And I redo that anode with my Teflon tape. I use the Masters of, obviously, it's still, I believe, the best brand around for Teflon tape. Put it back, and in 5, 8, 10, 20 years, that thing will slide off so easy. If you don't do that, in maybe 5, 6 years, it would not come out. Both things would have jammed itself together or kind of seized itself together. Why?
Frank,
I talked a lot here. Do you want to add something to it?
You're absolutely correct. So, class, this anode, if you look at your electric hot water heater or your gas, whether it be a natural gas or propane hot water heater, a standard cylindrical type, 40 gallons, 50 gallons, 80 gallons, 30 gallons, you'll see what looks like a hex head, like a nut, or actually a bolt that is screwed into the top. And that is the anode. Uh-huh. And so this thing is almost as long as the tank is tall, almost. It's probably a few inches shorter than the tank is tall. Mm-hmm. And it's a rod that's either made out of aluminum or magnesium or aluminum and magnesium.
And
the idea is or zinc, right.
Yeah.
And as Frank said, the idea is this thing will sacrifice itself. It will decompose instead of the steel tank rusting and decomposing. So what Frank said is absolutely right. If you leave that anode in for years and you go, you know what, I think I'll take it out. Lots of luck. It's not coming out. I have a 25 and a half inch breaker bar on a half inch drive socket set, and I had our son hold the hot water heater while I pulled on this bar, and it did not come out. So what Frank says, Teflon tape to begin with, so brand new hot water heater.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Thanks for listening, Canada. Frank Pacheco. We're talking about hot water heaters. So, class, there's one guarantee with a hot water heater, and that is it's going to leak. So if you get a standard, what they call a glass-lined, major brand hot water heater, it's typically steel with porcelain lining, and it has an anode. The anode lasts several years, but you can't see it, as Frank said. You can't see it. You don't know that it's failed. However, if you do what he recommended, and that is open the drain valve and let some water out, if you see chunks in there, and it looks like chunks of oxidized aluminum or magnesium, you know, kind of whitish color, you know that your anode has deteriorated and has fallen off. You know, because it's a rod that's kind of like a 5/8 of an inch diameter rod, maybe 40 inches, 38 inches long. Yeah. And it is designed to sacrifice itself. And when it's done sacrificing itself, the next thing that gets sacrificed is the tank.
And when you replace them, you'll be totally surprised because it'll be just like maybe a quarter of a diameter of rod, which, like you said, used to be 5/8. But I was laughing because I can just see you and Bam trying to remove the sand off and holding the tank in you with your 20-inch bar, which I do want to stress to the class, okay? I am a professional. I do a lot of hot water tanks. So what I'm going to impart to you is very important. First of all, if you want to go and do this right now to your tank, there's two things you have to be careful. Obviously, you have to reduce the pressure from your tank. I would try to remove that anode at the moment. First of all, I would take a half a pill or a pill to see how, if you actually see anything on there. But let me warn you. Before you open that tap in the bottom, and if you haven't opened that tap for many years, please go to a plumbing store and get what I carry here on my truck, a brass cap, because I don't want you to say, gee, I listened to that guy, Frank, I opened the tap, and now my tap is leaking. Yes. If you haven't opened that tap in a religious way, and every now and then there is the good possibility that that tap will leak when you try to close it again. So, I mean, so the idea there is to simply get yourself a nice brass cap, and that will help and protect that leak. And then the other thing, the anode vents, if you can't take it out, I mean, you're going to forget about it because you may damage, you may do more damage to your tank and just let it be. What can one say? But next time you buy a new tank, do those two things properly. Do you agree with right. that advice?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when Frank's talking about the brass cap, this would be just like a cap that would be on the end of a soaker hose, you know, to water your garden, except it's made out of brass.
Yeah.
And you can get them at a plumbing store.
Yep.
And they have a washer that goes on the inside.
Yep.
And he's absolutely right. What happens is the sealing component of the valve at the bottom of the hot water heater does not seal properly after you open it up, if you haven't opened it up, you know, in a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to drip, 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 drip.
Yeah.
So the only way to stop that without replacing the hot water heater or replacing the valve is to just put a cap on it. And it works great.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Frank is absolutely right about that. So, Frank, here's what I've learned.
Mm-hmm.
The anodes that I bought years ago, like maybe 10 years ago, were about $15 for a magnesium anode.
Mm-hmm.
And I recommend magnesium over aluminum because of the health benefits or the health disbenefits of the aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
So, class, aluminum is toxic. Absolutely positively toxic to the body, and it causes the brain to lose IQ. So, I mean, if you want to lose, you know, 5% of your IQ, just, add aluminum to your diet. Of course, I'm kidding. Don't do that because it's toxic, but it does reduce the IQ. So I bought the magnesium once. Now, magnesium is beneficial to the body. Unless you overdose on it. But the idea is the aluminum anode rods were less expensive. The magnesium were $15. But now the aluminum ones are $41, and the magnesium are $64.
Yeah.
So they've gone way up in price.
Yeah, yeah. But, of course, I don't know if you remember one of our discussions through email because of one of the first times. You happen to have bought a stainless steel lined hot water tank that doesn't need any anodes. Isn't that right? Am I correct to remember that?
Yeah. Well, you know, I had one. I bought several by Lowe's, the big box home improvement store. I bought the very best lifetime guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
And it started leaking.
Oh, no.
So I called them up and they said, yeah, no, you can't fix it. Bring it, just take this number and bring it to the store, and they'll give you a credit. So I went to the store and I said, I'd like to get a replacement. They said, we don't have them anymore. We don't sell them anymore.
Oh.
We're not crazy enough to offer lifetime guarantees on hot water heaters. What are you, nuts? So they paid me for the cost of the hot water heater, and I bought a stainless steel. All stainless steel, branded Westinghouse. I bought it at Menards.
Yeah.
It's fabulous. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. Stainless steel hot water heater, no anode. It's great.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.